Radio.
When you look at our gospel reading that we just heard from Luke, people often think that Jesus is having a go at this guy because he's rich, and that's not the case at all. Jesus didn't call the rich man in this parable a fool because of his wealth. Rather, his folly had to do with where he placed his hope. He was thinking of bigger storehouses. He thought, that's the ticket. If I store all this grain, I'll be rich forever, because he reasoned that he had such a great harvest. With storehouses full of food and goods, he was sure that he would live a worry-free life, and he said so. Well, worry-free I hardly think is the case. Just think about it. What about if his storehouses were raided? Then he probably would have said, well, I'll build a fence so I can protect it. Well, then what about if they burn down? Has he kept all his wealth? He'd probably say, well, I'll get insurance. But what if your insurance rates goes up? How are you going to protect your goods against that? And what if your goods spoiled? Say they got a fungus or something into them and they spoiled. He'd probably say, I'll get an environmentally controlled storehouse. But what if that breaks, the power goes out? What do you do then? Imagine if the man had placed God as the center of his harvest ahead of the harvest itself. Then I think the source of his hope would not have been one prosperous season, but one God who is provider and sustainer of life year in and year out. What the rich fool couldn't understand is that our lives too are sustained day by day, moment by moment, by our loving God. Here's one way to look at it. Think of it this way. When you turn your television on, it only stays on because it continually draws power from the PowerPoint. When you turn it off, it's no longer useful as a television, no matter how many television stations you have or how many satellites you have on the roof. In a sense, we're similar to all that. We have life because God is sourcing our lives, and we will only enjoy our lives to the degree that we are plugged into God. It is only as we maintain continuous life-giving contact with God that we will thrive. Only then can we experience a greater sense of joy and freedom, a greater sense of power over temptation, or peace in the midst of all the challenges that life throws us, and a lasting sense of dignity and purpose. So my question to all of us today, me included, how will we respond when, as God asked that young man, your life will be demanded of you? Will it be by showing God the material wealth we've accumulated? We'll say, well, God, I've got this beautiful house, I've got a boat, I've got a beach house, I fly first class, all those things. Is that how we'll respond? Or will we respond by giving him a life that is relied again and again and again on his love and providence? Lord, we choose to hope in you rather than in stored up earthly wealth. Markets fluctuate and riches may come and go, but you are unchanging. You are our true treasure. Amen.
Radio.org.au